Welcome to the Healing Happens podcast with your host, Avital Miller, designed to bring you insight and inspiration from health and healing experts to overcome seemingly insurmountable challenges. From former program manager at Microsoft to author, international keynote speaker, global dancer, and healing breakthrough facilitator, my goal is to inspire boundless energy, absolute happiness, and true success so you can live the best life possible. Enhance the power to heal yourself through natural healing techniques and through gaining awareness in order to comfortably, energetically, and joyfully live your passions.
Who doesn't want to look more youthful, look younger? But not just look younger, why not feel younger as well? The reason I am recording this podcast episode is because of a request. It's very visible on Facebook, especially in all the videos that I do, that I look and I seem very young for my age. And I just recently posted my age on Facebook, and people like to claim that I'm half that age. You know, someone recently said that I was too young to have kids. Now, you can have kids when you're 13, and I'd like to think I'm at least a few years older than 13. I do feel, in all honesty, that part of this youthfulness and this looking youthful is my genes. So I can't completely claim that to everything that I do. But the practices that I do notice that I don't age much. And sometimes I even start to look and feel younger. So what are those practices? I wanted to go over 5 main things that you can consider to help you feel and look younger. The first one is really the most important to me. I feel the most impactful. It's a very easy way to allow yourself to be youthful by just trusting that the results will be there. And that is meditation or your spiritual practices. I used to love doing this thing during one of the spiritual practices at the yoga community that I lived at because it was such a powerful experience. And I realized one time when I looked in the mirror afterwards that my face looked younger, there were less wrinkles, it was lighter, there were less bags under my eyes were glowing more, that you could have such a direct, quick impact on the way that you look and feel through going into these deep experiences. But I was so fascinated by how the body could change, which is really why I do this healing work, that I love to, after that ceremony, go and look at myself in the mirror just to see how different I looked after that. And I would encourage some of my friends to do that as well, just so they could more directly see what the impact of those experiences were on themselves. Now, meditation and spiritual practices, what they're doing is they're completely relaxing you. So you completely get out of the sympathetic nervous system, the fight and flight response, the stress response, and get into the parasympathetic nervous system, the relaxation response. You hear me talk about this a lot, the difference between being in those two states. So whatever you can do to get into that relaxation response will automatically take wrinkles away from your face, but it'll make the functioning in your body work better when it doesn't have to compensate for stress. And thus, from there, you can look and feel younger. And there are studies out there that do show that, see if I can say the numbers exactly for you, but people who've been meditating for a long time, for 5 or more years, will, on all of the tests with the doctors, seem 12 years younger physiologically. And those who are new meditators, I believe, can seem even just 5 years younger pretty quickly. So there's studies that even show what the results are of meditation. But we're definitely coming into relaxation. But the other thing that we're doing in the meditation practice that I work on is focusing the energy at the spiritual eye. That's what we call it in yoga. It's the point between the eyebrows. It's where scientists notice that intuition is coming from, because that part of the brain is being stimulated when intuition is being used. But also remember that when you're sad, your body and your energy is down. When you're happy and you're joyful, your body and energy is upwards. So just that idea of focusing the eyes upwards helps keep you in more of that joy state. And what does joy do for the way that you look? I mean, you've got to know this. Like, when you're sad, when you're depressed, you don't look as good. You start to look older. When you take a vacation, you know, a rest from stress, and you do the things that are more joyful, you start to look younger. So you're getting quite a few tips in just this first concept of thinking about meditation and spirituality, or what creates similar results for you that meditation or spirituality would for somebody who practices those things. It was very interesting too, because I spent almost 7 years living in a yoga community. And when I started to meditate, it felt like wiping the slate clean. I mean, when I started to meditate regularly, it was like having renewed spirit. It was like my past being erased. I literally even forgot a lot of the bad things that had happened in the past. Those things no longer become a match to my new vibration from meditating. And I found it fascinating when I would leave the community and interact with people who were the same age as me, yet so many of them seemed so much older. They had been living in the world, doing their similar lifestyle the whole time. And I had done something that was very different, very replenishing, that automatically brings that sense of cleansing and clearing, and then the youthfulness back out. It's like being reborn. You know, when I moved out into the world, in some ways I felt like a baby being reborn and starting it over again and learning the ways of the world. And you know, I was told at a young age that supposedly I have the crone wisdom. It's the wisdom that a woman in her 50s or older might have. So hopefully with the sense of youthfulness that I have, it's not like I'm lacking wisdom. This is interesting to think about too, that we can have a youthful spirit, but we could still have all the smarts and all the brains, all the skills and the tools that we need to live very successfully in this world. Yeah, here's another story for you. I remember this woman telling me about when she decided to become like a nun, a renunciate. When she was joining her yoga path, she was so amazed at how glowing and youthful and energetic the nun was who was giving this talk that it just made her drop right there and join the community. Well, later on, she found out that nun had actually left the entire path and had just met a man and had fallen in love. So the second point I wanted to talk about was being in love, because I do feel that we tend to look younger when we are in love. But I want to think about, you know, we can't always control if we're going to meet the lover of our life and be in a great state with them. So what is it about being in love that makes us feel so amazing and look younger that we could replicate in our lives that's within our control? And you might be already starting to think of some of those ideas. You know, one of them could be that you are loved. You are loved by somebody else. But why do you need somebody else to love you in order to feel loved? You could start doing a practice by simply putting your hands on your heart and saying, I love you, I love you, I love you, to make sure that you feel loved by yourself. You could, of course, call on other friends who you know love you and other family members who you know love you to help you out with that. What are some of the other things about being in love? It's exciting. You're doing fun things. So go make your life exciting. Go do fun things. What's another one? You're seen. You can have deep conversations with somebody. Yes. So you might be able to do that with, again, some close friends or family members. But why not do more of that with your own self? Maybe, you know, you'll be put in a psych ward. You don't have to do this in public, but you just take that time to sit and speak with yourself and really see yourself. I just realized that there's the TV series Anne of Green Gables on Netflix. I grew up in love with Anne of Green Gables. I have all of the books. I've visited Prince Edward Island, where Anne of Green Gables' story is located, but I've also visited the sites of Lucy Maud Montgomery's homes. So I have this great love for it. So I start watching Anne of Green Gables, and I love this little girl. She's in all of these traumatic experiences, but her way of getting through them, it is being with herself. You know, if somebody else is cruel to her, she knows how to then go be by herself and find joy. She knows how to see herself, how to talk to herself, how to get into her own imagination and to be her own best friend. So there's the key there is, how do you become your own lover? And of course, enjoy the love that is out there from others as well. But give yourself that love. Give yourself some space and some nourishment to do the things that you love and nurture yourself. One of the things that's very nurturing, that's a really important key, just a very specific practical, physical thing to do that helps your health and helps you stay younger is when you sleep. How much you sleep is important, but more important is when you sleep. Because I can get a full night of sleep and sleep from midnight to 8 a.m. and still wake up with bags under my eyes. If I go to sleep by 9 or 10 p.m., and I get a full 7 or 8 hours of sleep, no bags. This was another thing that I loved doing. When I started to more regularly go to sleep earlier and get a full night's sleep, when I was younger, I used to not even sleep enough. I just thought I had all the energy in the world and I could keep going and going. And I had so many goals and things that I wanted to accomplish, so I figured sleep was irrelevant. Well, I learned very quickly sleep is very relevant, and when you sleep is even more relevant. So when I started to go to bed earlier, and when I would wake up, again, I would go look at my face in the morning. I mean, really learn how your face looks, depending on the types of actions that you're doing. And then adjust your lifestyle accordingly. Or just know, because I sometimes stay up late to go dancing. So dancing is going to help make me feel youthful, but the sleeping pattern doesn't. So there's kind of a mixed bag there. But sometimes I stay up later and I know, okay, I might have a little bit of bags in the morning, but I'm willing to take that risk, of course, for the joy of the dancing. But yes, if you want to prioritize that sense of youthfulness, go to bed earlier. So what is happening? A couple things. Ayurvedically speaking, Ayurveda is an ancient medical science from India. It's both curative and preventative, but it talks about the different types of energies throughout the day and the different types of balances that we all have. And if we go to sleep earlier, closer to 9 or 10 p.m., then that's more in like an earth time of the evening, and it's a lower energy time, so it's easier to go to sleep. Because after that, you get into fire, and then you get into air. So in fire, you know, those of you who think you can work really well at night, it's because you're working during that fire time. And then if you get all fired up, harder to go to sleep. Not going to sleep as peacefully. And then you get to the air and you're all bouncing and up and down and you go high and then you crash and also hard to sleep until you get to that moment of crashing. But you're going to fall asleep more deeply and have a more peaceful night of sleep if you go to sleep in the state that you want to wake up in. So going back to meditation, if you meditate a little bit or do something relaxing before sleep, then that's very helpful to get a more restful form of sleep. So I mentioned I'm the type of person that likes to do tons. So sometimes I'm doing tons, and if I'm out dancing or I'm working late and then I go to bed, I don't sleep as restfully if I just try to go to bed right after that. And it takes me longer to fall asleep. So going to sleep earlier and winding down before you go to sleep. It's going to make the sleep more deep. What also is happening is that your body is going through a cleansing cycle through the liver and the kidneys from sundown to about 1 or 2 a.m. So you go to sleep later, you miss that boat, you miss that window. If you eat closer to that time as well, your body's focused on digesting, or it's focused on keeping you awake if you're awake. It's not focused on going through that cleansing cycle. The cleansing cycle is what replenishes the body. It's what clears the skin. When our liver and our kidneys work better, our skin is going to be clearer. So that's a third thing for you to keep in mind. Now, this is a little broader topic for number four. And it's my attitude and my way of approaching life. So what is that? What are some of the ways that I do that that make me feel and look more youthful? One is that I try new things and I try things in new ways. The body, the mind, the spirit, it all gets into patterning. So the minute we just do something different, something simple, it starts to break that patterning. It starts to open us up. It renews things. It creates space for healing to happen. Also within that, I don't mind being a fool. You know, I was teased plenty growing up. You know, I was even one of those kids in school who was the one that they chose to tease. I was teased by my older siblings. And I am a performer. I perform dance on stage. I've sung on stage. I speak for people on stage. And what I realized too was as I was leaving the yoga community, because in the yoga community, we often want the energy to just be very even keel. So these big expressions of emotion are not so accepted there. But as a speaker, that doesn't work. Because how are you really going to make people feel passion and feel what you're saying if you're more subdued? I would watch videos of myself speaking and see how subdued I was while I was speaking these fascinating stories. So I really pushed myself in practices with Toastmasters to share the stories with more expression. But this was a fun one too, to get you out of your shell. I started going to acting improv classes. Now, I don't feel like I have the talent to come up with that type of humor and that type of creativity for those skits on the spot. You know, Anne of Green Gables does, right? I mentioned her earlier. But I don't necessarily do that. But what it did do was it just got me out of my shell because you're doing all of these silly exercises. So that's one way to help you get out of your shell and allow the more youthful sense to come out. So I don't mind acting and feeling and being like a kid. I feel that society put the rules on us that explained what a grown-up is supposed to be like. And I feel like we naturally lose a lot of our youthfulness when we start to live more in the mind and we go into the practices and the ideas and the disciplines and the paradigms that are put on us by society. You know, it's just as simple as in public when parents are telling a kid to be quiet. You know, noise is not accepted. Well, then you start to go into your mind. You say, okay, well, I'm in public. I need to be quiet now. And you forget to be in your natural flow of movement and energy. So what I'm saying here is if you allow yourself to have that sense of youthfulness and natural flow and care less and less about what society thinks of you, then you're going to let out naturally more of that youthfulness. So maybe you just need to go play a game that you did as a kid to remind you of what that sense is like. Or you need to go play with kids. That will also help remind you of that. And literally one of the exercises within the acting improv programs is to play like a kid. It's to tell a story from your life as if you were a kid or as if you were telling that story to kids. All of those things are going to open up that sense of youthfulness, but I try to live with less boundaries. That doesn't mean that I'm going out there and doing things that are going to be hurtful to others, but that means that where there's rules of society that don't really need to be followed, I can let loose a little bit more. Okay, and I'll say this, because this is coming up in my head, but alcohol, right? So some people drink alcohol, and what's happening when you drink is that you're letting go of your mind, the mind that controls and tells you, dictates how to live your life. And then why do people start acting more silly and more free-spirited and do crazy things when they're drinking? It's because of letting go of the mind. What are ways that you can let go of your mind and allow yourself to go into that free spirit without necessarily needing alcohol? I mean, dance could be one, playing the games like I mentioned could be one, doing the things that you love. So this is your attitude and the way you approach life. The last thing I want to mention about staying youthful is practice the healing tips that I'm always giving you. Practice the advice that I'm giving you in these podcasts, in my Facebook lives, in my blog posts, in my book, you know, all of the resources that I've been sharing with you. You know, don't just read it or listen to it and put it on the shelf, but actually do it. Yesterday, I woke up with a cold. By the afternoon, I felt fine. In the evening, I took 2.5 hours of ballet class and forgot that I wasn't feeling well in the morning. This is the lifestyle we can have. So I'm going to leave it at that with those tips. You know, drinking water is one of them, drinking lots of water, if you can't think of what the others are. But continue to follow me and stay engaged with me. If you have specific things that you need help with, always reach out to me one-to-one. You can contact me through Facebook, looking up Avital Miller. Avital is spelt like a vial. A little clue there about having a vital, vitality type of lifestyle. But you can email info@avitalmiller. You can call 503-307-3756. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you have a very blessed day and you bring things into your life that create the results that meditation and spirituality does, that you do things that create the results of having a lover does, that you go to sleep at an earlier time, at least some of the nights, and sleep a full night, that you approach life with a sense of youthfulness and joy and openness, and continue to practice all of the healing tips that I share regularly. Blessings to you. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Healing Happens podcast. To take your next step towards boundless energy, absolute happiness, and true success, visit www.healinghappensforyou.com, where you can get your copy of the book Healing Happens or sign up for interactive online courses to put the power of healing and success in your hands. Fatal pronouncements do not have to be your fate. Healing happens. The content in this podcast is provided for educational and informational purposes only and is not intended as a substitute for medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or prescribing. Listeners should consult their physician on all health matters, especially symptoms that may require medical attention. Using this podcast's information is entirely at the listener's discretion. Healing Happens, Avital P.G. Miller, contributors and publishers of this podcast assume no responsibility for errors, inaccuracies, omissions, or inconsistencies. Any slights of people or organizations are unintentional. Healing Happens and Avital P.G. Miller do not endorse every statement, treatment, and diagnostic approach contained in interviews in this podcast.